At Miami International Airport, there have been 11 arrests this week over an alleged scheme to steal jet fuel and resell it. At the center of the case is the manager of the airport fuel farm, or fuel depot, the place where all of the tanks holding jet fuel are. He is a man who had previously served a prison term for murder. Reporter Joe Mazingo of the Miami Herald has written about the arrests and the investigation and joins us from Miami. Joe Mazingo, who was this fuel depot or fuel farm manager?
Well, his name was Richard Caride, and he was a former police officer in Hialeah who in 1985 staged a home invasion robbery, breaking into a Coconut Grove nightclub owner's home looking for cocaine. The robbery ended in the nightclub owner and his girlfriend dead, and he was convicted of second-degree murder.
Served a prison term?
3 years.
And now, what is he accused of doing in his job at the airport?
Now he's accused of being the ringleader of a massive racketeering conspiracy in which jet fuel was stolen by the hundreds of thousands of gallons every year.
First of all, how does one steal jet fuel from an airport fuel depot?
Well, that's partially why it's a conspiracy. A lot of people had to be involved in it for it to work. The tankers have to roll in without anyone logging them in or stopping them at the gate and asking what they're doing and be able to roll out with the fuel. You got to have the technicians who pump the fuel into the tankers. All these people had to be involved to make this thing work.
And then what did they do with the jet fuel that they'd stolen?
Well, they sold it to whoever they could, really. They sold it to truck drivers. At one point, they started selling it to private jets at the Opa-locka Airport, but they realized that the fuel might be contaminated, and that would create a very dangerous situation for an airplane, so they stopped doing that. And then they ended up selling a lot of it to – they just pulled up to a vacant lot in Key Biscayne that was right along the seawall and pumped it into passing yachts.
Can you just use jet fuel in yachts and trucks?
Oh, they mixed it with a diesel, so I imagine that made it a little bit more compatible with the yachts.
What is very striking about this story is that it was happening during a time when the country has been very concerned about security at ports and airports, and here is a huge criminal operation, it seems, going on at an enormous airport, Miami International Airport.
Yes, the fuel farm is just one of those facilities that's kind of been out of the limelight. It hasn't been technically under the jurisdiction of the TSA, although there's some back and forth on whether that's true. But it is, as far as security, it's an enormously important facility because it's holding 50 million gallons of fuel. As one investigator said, if that thing blew up, the airport would cease to be.
Back to Richard Caride for a second. If, in fact, after his conviction, he had served his sentence, completed it, and then in his application for work stated, I was convicted of a felony and I served my sentence, could he legally have been hired for the job, having completed a sentence for such a crime?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like he could have. And it looks like he didn't even need to lie. Because right after September 11th is when they started doing – the TSA started mandating background checks on all airport employees. But those checks only went back 10 years. His crime was 1985, so he slipped under that. And he was fully qualified.
Well, Joe Mazingo of the Miami Herald, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.